People say that kissing is one of the ways people get so close to each other that they can't see what's wrong with each other. We call this love. In today's gospel, I would like you just to think about the very first scene. Hungry people. People with a need. And the early church fathers said that God wanted to be with so much with us that he was mad with love for us. And so Jesus has mercy on the crowd, as the gospel says. At that time, Jesus saw a great crowd and he had compassion for them. To be able to look at someone and to be able to see their deficiencies and yet to be able to see the humanity in the person. So sometimes we have to take an interlude from our own life, a moment of meditation to stop everything and to say, let me put electronics aside and let me think. And let me think of who is around me. You remember that famous Beatles song, when a poor girl feels so lonely, that the verse goes, she's leaving home after living alone for so many years. That we should realize that we are those preachers of the gospel. The apostles in today's gospel said, Jesus, send these people away. Get rid of my family. Get rid of the people with all these needs. Get rid of these people who interrupt my comfortable life. And Jesus says, no, you give them something to eat. We sometimes show up in church and think we are the consumers when we are the providers of the gospel. We are the ones called by baptism by our Savior and Lord to preach the gospel. Who is there in your life that you would like to send away, but the Lord is calling you to feed them, take care of them, look at them? Even when you are feeling lonely, when you have your own desires and needs that are not being met, when you feel the hunger of this life and you feel unfulfilled, you are the provider. And so often when we begin to look at others and look at our own family, our brothers, our sisters, our mother, fathers, grandparents, even strangers, we begin to open our eyes. And there is nothing so good for curing loneliness and giving you purpose as looking into someone else's eyes so close that you don't see their deficiencies, but you see there is some way that you can help fulfill their life. That you, by fulfilling their life and giving them something to eat figuratively, that you can take an interlude, a break with your own life and say, perhaps the Lord is leading me here to find fulfillment in my own life. When you see someone who is lacking something, get close to them and say, would the Lord have compassion on this person? And maybe he is calling me to have the same. You are not simply the consumers of the gospel. You are the providers of the gospel. And I'm just here to help you do your job. Slava Iisusu Hristu.